Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Nagaland advisor for NSDMA and NRE, Z. Nisetho Nyuthe, officially launched the Safer Nagaland Weather mobile application yesterday. Developed by the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, the app provides real-time weather updates, location-based forecasts, and early warning alerts to help citizens prepare for and respond effectively to natural disasters and changing weather conditions. Advisor Nuthia said the launch marks a major step in Nagaland's commitment to using digital innovation for public safety, stressing that timely information and awareness are key to reducing disaster risks.
Invoking God's blessings and on behalf of the state government, I hereby launch Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority app for Safer Nagaland for the upliftment of the government by informing the citizens the daily weather report.
Through these mobile applications, every citizen can now access real-time weather updates, location-based forecasts, and early warning alerts right from their phone, anytime and anywhere.
He added that the app, an extension of the NSDMA weather portal, will ensure that vital data reaches even the most remote areas of the state. Johnny Rongmai, Joint CEO, NSDMA, said the app aims to become a comprehensive disaster preparedness and early warning platform with plans to integrate alerts for lightning, earthquakes and other emergencies. The Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, on IAS induction has decided to keep its proposed tools downstrike, scheduled to commence on this October 27 on hold following a meeting with the Chief Secretary Nagaland. In a statement issued by its media cell, the JCC informed that the decision was taken in good faith after the Chief Secretary invited the committee for a discussion and considering that the State Cabinet is expected to take a decision on the matter of selection of non-SCS officers into the IAS. However, the JCC clarified that the ongoing pendown strike would continue until the demands are met. Further, the committee has requested all the government drivers associations and the grade 4 staff employees to keep on hold all preparations related to the tools down strike until further instructions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the next generation GST reforms will make the taxation system more efficient, equitable and growth-oriented. She said the government is committed to make life easier for the honest taxpayer. Inaugurating the new CGST Bhavan in Ghaziabad yesterday, the minister said efficient taxation system will boost the economic growth.
With the continued reforms, dedication, teamwork, we will now reach new heights in revenue, compliance and also in service delivery. The next generation GST reforms will make this system a lot more efficient, equitable and growth oriented. So ultimate goal is to make life easier for the honest taxpayer. If we do that, economic growth and prosperity will surely follow.
She said the GST Council has approved measures to simplify the GST registration process, making it easier, seamless and more transparent. The minister said that a simplified GST registration scheme will come into effect from 1st of next month. She said automatic registration will be granted within 3 working days to those applicants whose monthly output tax liability does not exceed 2,50,000 rupees. She said this reform is expected to benefit nearly 96% of new applicants. Advisor and Chairman of DPDB PEG, Kudecho Khama, called on all heads of departments under PEG district to initiate projects that empower youth and farmers, emphasizing that such initiatives would boost income generation and strengthen the local economy. He made the appeal while addressing the District Planning and Development Board DPDB meeting held yesterday at Wamuzo Memorial Hall, Chazuba Town, the first ever DPDB meeting held there since the establishment of the EDC headquarters. Mr. Khama urged youths to make use of government schemes for entrepreneurship and skill development. Meanwhile, the board recommended the upgradations of GE Power to SDO Power Chazuba and also the upgradation of Executive Engineer R&B to Superintending Engineer SE Phek and SDO R&B to EE R&B Chazuba. And SDO PHED Kohima Urban Division Ahituke Aome has informed the public that water supply within Kohima Municipal Jurisdiction is temporarily disrupted. He said the disruption is due to emergency mainline repair works following a landslide at Josama Village and ongoing developmental works at Phulbari near PHED service reservoir, as well as damage to the mainline at Pesama Village caused by sinking. He stated that the PHED Urban Division is actively working with the district administration for necessary redressal at the earliest, requesting the consumers to bear with the inconveniences. He said the water supply is expected to resume by Monday. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.